further out on display, down to the 200 metres. Amaralina, Aegon, is this the battle we all anticipated? Aegon, Amaralina, and coming after them, Montre Mar. Aegon just in front, the Colt will get there, the Gelding will get there. Aegon, he has beaten Amaralina in the battle of the sexes. Third over was out wide, Montre
Mar. Oh, it was an epic battle all the way up the straight, and for co-trainer Andrew Forsman, of course, with Murray Baker, it would have been a very exciting time, because not only did he co-train the winner, but he also part-owns the winner, Aegon, who is undefeated, and yesterday, or on Saturday, took home the bulk of the $1 million prize check. Andrew joins me this morning on Racing Pulse. Andrew, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Michael.
We've spoken to you previously about this boy and how much affection you have for him. You picked him out at the sales, but what was it like standing, watching that epic battle as co-trainer and also part owner?
A little bit more nerve-wracking being an owner, I must say. normally pretty casual watching our horses go around, and but having that little bit of extra, I guess, investment in the outcome, it certainly adds a little bit more pressure, and also managing the other owner's expectations as well.
Well, how did he try and do that? Because he's had a huge boom on him. He became just the first horse to complete the 2,000 guineas and then also win the three-year-old Magic Mill, or the Karaka Millions over there. So, and it was built as this two-horse battle, which came to fruition. So what were the expectations heading into the race?
Well, my expectations, I was pretty relaxed about it, really. I know he was unbeaten, and like you say, there was a bit of a boom on the whole race and it being billed as a match race, but I was just happy to see him go out there and run well. And obviously we wanted to see him come through it in good order and head on to hopefully a good autumn campaign. So the result wasn't so important to me as much as just seeing the horse go out there, run a good race, and, you know, seeing what we thought was improvement this prep produced out on the track.
Murray and yourself have had so many good three-year-olds, especially Murray throughout his training career. Where do you think this boy fits in?
Hard to know yet. I guess he's only raced a select bunch of horses. We haven't exposed him to Australia yet. I think the filly Amaralina that he did manage to beat on Saturday night is very smart, and she looks a real up-and-comer, and she'll just keep improving with racing. So I think that's a good form line. But again, it's not quite Australia, or it's not perhaps the depth that he's going to have to meet in Australia. So that's really what defines the very good ones.
Is there more improvement to come? It was a masterful training effort because we hadn't seen him since November. So to be that fit and that tough to win up against the best that New Zealand's got, is there much more left in the tank for the Melbourne trip?
Yeah, I think there is. Having said that, I thought he was forward enough. He's quite a neat, athletic sort of horse. So he makes preparing for a race like that pretty easy. And obviously having a lot of ability also, you know, makes it easy from our point of view, and that his ability sort of gets us out of trouble as trainers and makes us look good.
So what is the plan? He's obviously come through the race well. When does he come to Melbourne?
Yeah, we don't have a fixed plan yet. I guess Melbourne and Sydney are in play, and it's obviously with COVID, staffing logistics may have to come into it. Timing between races, probably in the next day or two, I'll have to sit down with the owners and lay both options out on the table, and we'll just have to, you know, I guess pick a path that's going to suit the horse more than anything, and where we think he'll be best placed.
There has been talk already of an All-Star Mile possible campaign. How much of a big carrot is that $5 million All-Star Mile race off the back of what could possibly be the perfect lead in the Australian Guineas?
Yeah, obviously they're two very big carrots, both good money races, and, you know, at a mile, I think, which probably is going to be his pet distance and time. We might try and stretch him over further as a three-year-old against his own age group, but, yeah, definitely a big carrot, and that's going to be that's going to sway us. We're going to have to make a call at some point, like I said, in the next couple of days as to whether we... I think it's going to be pretty hard to go Sydney, Melbourne, back to Sydney. But we're going to have a proper crack at Melbourne, or we just go Sydney, and probably a 50-50 call at this stage.
With Andrew Forsman, co-trainer of Aegon, after his big win in New Zealand on Saturday evening. Andrew, if he goes to Sydney, how's he handle the wet? Because it's often the case in Sydney during autumn.
Yeah, I don't think he'll mind it. He trialled on it. He's never had to race on a wet track before. I think, well, his first up start, there was a little bit of give. It was a Talpo wet, so not too testing there. But he has trialled in pretty rain-affected ground and looks to have handled it well. I think on pedigree he should handle it. So I don't think that would be too much of a concern.
How many will you likely bring across, whether it be Melbourne or Sydney? Obviously, I'd imagine the chosen one will be returning.
Yeah, the chosen one and Quickthinker we're hoping to get. They'll just go straight to Sydney, I think. The Quickthinker definitely needs Sydney. He needs, given the ground and right-handed racing. So it'll be the definite target for him. The chosen one, again, Sydney as well. So, yeah, it could be that all three just end up going straight to Sydney. We'll just have to work out whether the All-Star Mile looks a realistic option or not.
All right, well, we'd love to see him here. I think he's 26 in order with only 207 votes, so you need to get the Kiwis behind him and make a decision.
He's not that popular.
Well, you and Murray are very popular, so if you do make the call to come here, I'm sure he'll start to creep up that voting board for the All-Star Mile. Have you bought many at the sales?
Bought one yesterday. Murray got one as well. Trying to hopefully step that up in the next couple of days and pick up a few more and maybe a couple of nice ones to get syndicated.
I know Murray loves a dollar, but have you told him, you know, maybe you should come in this next horse that I've bought this year after what I've been able to do with Agon?
Oh, I think he's pretty sorted. He doesn't need to be racing horses with me.
Andrew, congratulations, mate. It's a dream for you as a trainer and an owner to have one of, if not the most promising horse in New Zealand. Fingers crossed we do get to see him in Melbourne.
Yeah, let's hope so. Thank you very much, Michael.